Letters from the readers of the Beyond Today magazine. The Biblical Alternative to Easter. Your article about Passover versus Easter is awesome. I had no idea about the origins of Easter being pagan, or that there are Christian groups who do not celebrate it. Thank you for the new views on this holiday and the comparison to Passover as well. From the Internet. Thankful for Beyond Today magazine. I always read your magazine from cover to cover. This may be the most truthful Christian magazine published today. I thank you for not being afraid to publish the simple truth. If everyone would read your publications, the world would be a different place. God bless. Subscriber in North Carolina. I write to let you know of my appreciation for your magazine, and especially the unbiased worldviews that it brings. Even though I am not a Christian, I realize how much I and this world are spiritually asleep. Reader in California. I am very grateful for the magazine you have sent me every 2 months. It helps me grow in understanding of God and to see a biblical perspective on world events. Subscriber in Eritrea. Beyond Today program, Unforgivable, the Michaela Deemer story. I saw your program, Unforgivable, the Michaela Deemer story. My husband's granddaughter was murdered in June 2014 when she was 27. This program hit home with me because some of the events in the program are similar to what happened to her. I wish to thank you for this excellent program. From the Internet. Grateful for free literature. I am very grateful and happy to receive your free Bible study course lessons. I am learning quite a lot. I was a Roman Catholic nun in the Vatican in the 1960s, so to discover the truth now has sometimes been a struggle. But with the love of God, I am doing well in study and prayer. Keep up the good work, which the world needs so badly. Thank you. My life has truly changed. You are all in my prayers. Reader in Wisconsin. I have to tell you how much I have enjoyed Lesson 7 of your Bible study course. It has inspired me with the Word of God to the point of my sharing this with many people at work and at church. This lesson demonstrates God's love for His children, and I just have to share it. Thank you. From the Internet. I have just read Lesson 1 of your Bible study course, Why the Bible is the Word of God, and I was overwhelmed by the content so much that I am requesting that all the lessons be sent to me if possible. I am a religious education instructor and find them informative, educational, and enlightening. Thank you. Reader in the Turks and Caicos Islands. Thank you for your messages. For any who are interested in our 12-lesson Bible study course, you can download or request it at ucg.org/BSC. A heartfelt thank you for your booklets. I use them during devotion time, and they really help me to understand part of Scripture. All do not have computers and still enjoy something to hold and read. They're like friends to me, and I can't wait to receive new ones in the mail. Again, thank you. And know all your hard work and beautiful booklets are making a true difference. The Lord really knows us and how we learn and understand. How amazing. Reader in Iowa. Thank you for clarifying a question I had. I could never find in the Bible where the seventh-day Sabbath was changed from Saturday to the first day of the week. Your booklets have helped solve a lot of puzzles. I am learning you need to study the Old and New Testaments together to fit things together. You have to understand the words in the context of the day they were used in and not in today's meaning. Reader in Texas. Do you have any recommended references, links, or books that specifically reveal the principles or parameters of which church really belongs to Christ? From the Internet. Our free study guide, The Church Jesus Built, covers this subject in detail. Feel free to download or request a copy at btmagazine.org/booklets. Sending a donation in appreciation. First, I want to say how much your magazine and booklets have changed my life for the better. I now study the Bible daily and have come to learn so much in the last couple of years. Thank you for the truth. Here's a small donation to help in the wonderful work you all do. Thank you. Reader in Pennsylvania. Thank you for the magazines and booklets you have sent me. I am sending my offerings to help you with the work of God's commission of teaching the good news to the world. I believe what God says, and I have peace like never before. I feel like I am insured. Even though what I have belongs to Him, He gave it to me. And I believe that by giving God the tenth, He blesses the 90% and gives me stewardship of it. I am managing God's finances His way. I have learned the tithe, the Sabbath, and the Ten Commandments are from the heart of God, and we can draw close to Him by observing and living a godly life. Subscriber in California. Readers interested in learning more about tithing may wish to read Tithing, Where is Your Treasure? I've enclosed a small donation for your wonderful work. I'm 73 and was raised a strict Catholic. I had 8 years of Catholic school where everything was taught in Latin. In all the years since, I have seen no use in repeating the same words week after week at Sunday Mass. I am learning so much from your publications and wish I had found you 50 years ago. God bless all of you and thank you so much. Reader in Minnesota. Looking for a congregation of like-minded believers. I don't believe in celebrating the pagan holidays and want to find a church my granddaughter and I can become members of that believes in the truth and abides by God's laws. Is there a United Church of God in my area? Reader in Kentucky. I would like to know if you have a church in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. It's not easy finding a church with a Saturday service that meets on the Sabbath. From the internet. I searched for a United Church of God congregation in my area, and there are two, but they are too far away. Will there be a congregation coming to my area in the future? Even though we have many churches here, a UCG congregation would be a real blessing for people who have already looked around for a church to attend with your teaching. I'm looking forward to your response. I am already receiving your magazine and Bible studies. Thank you. Reader in Florida. We appreciate your enthusiasm for having a local congregation. There is always the possibility of a future congregation in your area if there are enough people to merit establishing a congregation. It's also possible that other people living near you share your convictions. We recommend that you contact our pastor who serves your region to discuss these possibilities. His contact information can be located at www.ucg.org/congregations. You may also wish to arrange for him to come to your area to meet with you. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.